The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, January 6, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said the Cuban government is suing the country's provinces in order to evaluate the potentialities and actions of each place to face the economic situation in 2023. In a message released on Twitter, the president said that the tour began in the territories of Ciego de Ávila and Santi Spíritus in the center of the island, where the current conditions and actions to transform them were analyzed. How are we going to make 2023 a better year? What potentialities do the provinces have to achieve it? The meetings we started yesterday in Ciego de Ávila and Santi Spíritus dealt with these essential issues. We will reach the whole country in a frank and very hopeful debate, Díaz-Canel wrote on the social network. In the same virtual space, Prime Minister Manuel Marrero added that this Thursday he began the tour of the provinces to develop meetings with the highest political and government authorities and check the actions to be taken to address the current situation in the economic, social, and political ideological order. Deputy Minister of Higher Education Miriam Alpizar confirmed that Cuba will have a law for this educational level in 2023, local press published. The development of the legal norm has the challenge of updating the sector's strategic public policies, she added, according to a report by Granma newspaper. Among the topics prioritized are innovation in teaching methods, inclusive education, university business government links, the university's responsibility to society, and public policy reforms associated with the improvement of higher education. The information also quoted statements by the Director of International Relations of the Ministry of Higher Education, Maria Victoria Villavicencio, who pointed out the need for the internationalization of higher education so as to achieve better results. According to a White House press release, the U.S. government announced this week new measures in its immigration policy for Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Cuba Debate echoed press reports that the United States will allow the entry each month of up to 30,000 migrants from these four nations, but will tighten the restrictions already applied with the COVID-19 pandemic for those who try to cross the border with Mexico without the necessary documentation. According to the press release, the decision will expand the legal channels for an orderly migration and will have new consequences for those who do not use them. The information states that the migrant quota will be limited to those who have a financial sponsor in the U.S. and pass a security investigation, allowing them to live and work in the U.S. for 2 years. Those who attempt to enter illegally will either be removed under the health rule known as the Title 42, set to take effect in March 2020, with law enforcement intervention and in coordination with Mexico, or will be subject to a fast-track deportation process known as expedited removal, it added. And in the international agenda, we have that. The president-elect of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, convened the first ministerial meeting of his government in order to address agendas and priorities for the management of each ministry. Official sources stated that the meeting will focus on analyzing the next 101 days of Lula's administration. 37 newly sworn-in ministers will participate in the gathering after the inauguration of all the ministers that concluded on Thursday. The same sources indicated that the provisional measure that restructures 31 ministries and 6 bodies with ministry status has already reached the National Congress. The provision blocks the agenda of the Chamber of Deputies or the Senate as of March 19th and needs to be approved before April 2nd so it retains its validity. On the other hand, Lula will meet with the 27 governors of the state and the federal district on January 27th at the Planalto Palace. Meanwhile, the rule of law and the division of powers are under threat in Argentina, legislators from the Frente de Todos, FDT party, alerted. FDT deputies and senators issued a statement denouncing the violations committed by the Supreme Court of Justice and supported the decision of President Alberto Fernández and several governors to request a political trial against the members of the court. They also noted that the supposed independence of the judiciary power and the neutrality of its rulings are questionable. On Wednesday, Fernandez delivered the petition to the president of the Political Judgment Commission of the Chamber of Deputies, Ana Carolina Gallard, and to the leader of the FDT bloc in the chamber, Germán Martínez. He also asked them to help promote the process in the shortest possible time. The president and the governors in the said document assure of the existence of an inadmissible degradation that jeopardizes the Republican system of division of powers. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.